everyone would stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Roll. Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mr. Mayor.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mayor, I move that we adopt the agenda.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Ms. Sebring.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of minutes from the July 28th meeting.
Move that we adopt the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the July 28th minutes as written.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Sebring.
Yes.
And those minutes are adopted by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, just for sake of clarification, there was a photograph in the newspaper after one of our budget hearings, and featured me with a rather grim expression, and the headline was, "A cloud hangs over us," and I just wanted to deny that I'm the cloud that hangs over us. So just wanted to clarify that, but we appreciate the Sun Commercial sense of humor, though. So.
Okay, anything else? Not, we'll go to committee chair reports. And then we'll move on to report of city officers.
Dusty Lou King, Vincent's Police Department. We had spoke at the budget hearing a little bit about the idea of possibly purchasing a few vehicles out of the edit fund, and you guys asked that I bring you some numbers on that, and so I've done so, and I just wanted to give those to you.
Okay. Are they good numbers?
They're fairly accurate. I can't say they're good.
Hey, they were good numbers. They just said they were accurate.
Yeah. At any rate, that gives you the breakdown of what it takes to basically to build the one car. And, you know, if you have any questions, always feel free to give me a call or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You wanted to bring this, put this on the agenda for next meeting to discuss possibly taking this money out of edit?
That's your recommendation. We'll consider it.
Okay. Make sure that's on the next agenda. Okay, move on to old business. First is Ordinance 11-2014, approving a declaratory resolution and economic development plan of the redevelopment order of the Knox County Plan.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that this be removed from the agenda for the time being until it can come back up at any time once we have new information. But we've had this tabled since March, and so that'd just be a more effective way to handle it.
Second.
If we need a motion and a second.
I think so.
Yeah. Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to remove Ordinance 11-2014 from the agenda.
Call for the question.
Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And Ordinance 11-2014 is removed by a vote of 7-0. Next is Ordinance 21-2014, additional appropriation from Knox County City and Town Court cost to Vincent's Police Department non-reverting law enforcement continuing education fund in the amount of $64,967.05.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 21-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of ordinance 21-2014.
Ordinance 21-2014, additional appropriation permitting formal part $4,967.05. After the police, non-reverting.
Okay, discussion?
That's actually.
Can you tell us what this was about again? It's been 2 weeks.
Well, while he's coming up, the reasons that we tabled it at the last meeting, those things have been clarified, or have it?
We don't have the money.
We don't have the money? Okay, well, maybe he'll clarify, okay.
Right, the claim, we'll have to submit a claim and for them to actually cut us a check. What this money is, it's the money that is in an account at the county that we are eligible to claim because we don't have a city court and because we bring cases before them. And so over time, this money accumulates, and then we're able to claim monies from this fund. In the past, we've used this by upgrades to the Spillman computer system and vehicle. Again, this has been about 5 years ago, was the last time. The amount here is $64,000. That's currently what's in that line item over there. And we're asking that it be put into continuing ed where we can purchase equipment. This was the emails that we sent back and forth in regards to purchasing the in-car video for the cars, buying some additional ruggedized computers, and the Word Safe for the Vincent Police Department, which is the system that records all of the phone conversations and radio traffic at our department.
So if I understand correctly, we can vote on second reading, but we shouldn't take it to third and final reading until we have the money. Is that what I'm?
Well, I think you could do it that way. We vote on budgets all the time before we get the tax draw. I don't see any harm in waiting.
Right, it's. That's whatever.
A couple of years.
But I mean, it is, the money's going to be coming.
Yeah, so those are
just not here yet.
Yeah, those are filing fees and court costs that are captured for the city based upon the city doing an ordinance violation.
Okay.
And it's my understanding State Board of Accounts was finalizing and you know if they were completed that David or not, I don't know either.
So maybe take it to second reading, and in case that figure changes,
sure,
we could still amend it on third reading at the next meeting, and probably wouldn't make any difference since we don't have the money yet anyway.
Probably pass it on second reading.
Okay.
Council, numbers change.
We can amend it. Okay. All right. Well, then that's, if everyone understands that, then call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 21-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 22-2014, additional appropriation from Cadget to Milestone Contractors to rescind it.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I would move that be removed from the agenda since that's been replaced by ordinance 28.
The motion.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to remove ordinance 22-2014.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And that is removed by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 23-2014, revised amended ordinance 23-2014 from edit from $2,169.98 to $2,226.63 was passed on July 28th of 2014.
Okay, this is ready for second reading then, is that what I understand? Okay, I would make a motion that we have second reading of ordinance 23-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of ordinance 23-2014.
Amended ordinance 23-2014, one, two, and three. Total amount was passed last time, but it incorrectly indicated the fund number was 5665. Total should be.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 23-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mayor, move we have third reading of ordinance 23-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of ordinance 23-2014.
Amended ordinance 23-2014, additional appropriation ordinance 1, 2, and 3, $2,226.63.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 23-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 24-2014, amending 91.003 schedule of fees for animal welfare.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have second reading of ordinance 24-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of ordinance 24-2014.
Ordinance 24-2014, amending certain fees and schedules for Animal Welfare Department containing sections 1, 2, and 3, and made retroactive January 1, 2014.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 24-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 24-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown to have third and final reading of ordinance 24-2014.
Ordinance 24-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes amending section 91.003 Animal Welfare Department, retroactive to January 1.
Discussion?
Since this is a fee schedule, this has been not been advertised. Does it need to be advertised? Okay. All right. Posted. Okay. All right. Very good.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Third and final reading of ordinance 24-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 25-2014, amending 70.99 penalty for parking violations.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 25-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of ordinance 25-2014.
Ordinance 25-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes amending section 70.99 penalties for parking violations, section 1, 2, 3.
Any discussion?
I just wanted to ask the chief what he thinks about this.
What I think about?
The parking tickets and...
Specifically about the fee or what?
Mm-hmm. What's your feelings on it?
My feelings are that the increase in the fee will give the ticket a little more bite, you know, and make people maybe a little more responsible whenever they are ticketed. Again, we are the law enforcement body of it, and I would say, you know, number one, the idea that half of the money that comes from this ticket will go back in our continuing education fund, which will again help us to buy equipment that's needed for us and training is good, and I think it's a long time coming as far as the actual fee for it to be raised, and I think it's a good balance.
I think with inflation and the number of years since we had visited this, the $3 ticket probably was not getting many people's attention.
Right.
It's safe to say.
I would agree with that.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 25-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 25-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of ordinance 25-2014.
Ordinance 25-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council amending section 70.99 penalty for parking violations, 1, 2, and 3, and also... Because it has penalty.
I just have another question here. These are going to be paid through the clerk treasurer's office. Is that right? And you're set up okay?
No, I respectfully request the council to write a format of how we can accept the money, but what happens when they don't pay us? You need to let us know what procedure you would like for the city to do and handle it, what we're to do if they don't pay, things like that.
We'll assume for the time being everyone's going to pay, but we'll visit that.
Yes.
So, I think you know the city attorney.
So you're set up, aren't you, Dave?
Okay. Set. All right. Nobody likes to get a letter from the city attorney, so I assume everyone's going to pay on time. Okay.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 25-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 26-2014, additional appropriation from Riverboat to Falcon, from Edit to SME, and Edit to HWC. Total $28,136.50. This is second reading, right?
Yeah, let me go back. Well, yeah, but we had to. This would be second reading, just not on there. I would make a motion we have second reading of ordinance 26-2014.
Second.
Yeah, here it is.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown to have second reading of ordinance 26-2014.
Ordinance 26-2014, additional appropriation ordinance in section 1, 2, and 3 for a total amount of $28,136.50.
Discussion.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we had a public hearing on ordinance 26-2014, and no one spoke for or against.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 26-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 26-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of ordinance 26-2014.
Ordinance 26-2014, additional appropriation ordinance contained in section 1, 2, and
3. Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
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 Third and final reading of ordinance 26-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 27-2014, change of zoning ordinance 823 Hart Street from R2 to C2, also known as 520 North 9th Street.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that this be removed from the agenda. The reason being is the applicant withdrew his petition for rezoning prior to the Area Plan Commission meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Clark to remove ordinance 27-2014.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And that is removed by a vote of 7-0. Moving to new business, first up is ordinance 28-2014, $121,210.25, additional appropriation from general fund to Border Works for street repairs.
Mayor, I move we have a first reading of ordinance 28-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to have first reading of ordinance 28-2014.
Ordinance 28-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 through 4. Amount of $121,210.25 for payment for street repairs, also sending ordinance 22-2014.
Okay, any discussion?
One of the specific repairs, just so we are aware.
Wright Park. This is the money that you appropriated or approved under the ordinance 23-2014. We know 22-2014. Any other discussion?
I'm sure it doesn't matter, but is it out of order? I mean, should we skip to D before we, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter at the end of it, but.
I don't, personally, I don't think it matters because this is, ordinance will give it to the Board of Works. The resolution is just appropriating or moving it from Cadget to general fund. So I don't think it's gonna make any difference. Do you agree?
They're dated,
not time. Mr. Culp, would you agree that it's Mr. Culp?
Oh, yes, sir. And the reason that was, it was a timing issue. Yeah. We were down to the wire to have the packages ready for the council, and working with the mayor's office and the city attorney's office, and also the State Board of Accounts that were in the back room here camping out. That we needed that resolution, so to make things simple, I apologize, but we added the resolution at the end, but it does make more sense if you put it up front like what you're saying. But since we've been down that road one time before about where the $121,000 was going for, we tried to take the easy way out and just print it and let it go. So
all Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Morris?
Ms.
Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 28-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. I'm going to guess that this has to have a public hearing again for the same month.
Yes, sir, and it's on the schedule for next meeting.
Okay. Next is ordinance 29-2014, $33,432.85, additional appropriation from edit.
Mayor, move we have a first reading of ordinance 29-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 29-2014.
Ordinance 29-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, containing sections 1, 2, and 3, for $33,472.85.
Discussion?
Do we know what it's for?
Yes. Second, Ned Black and Greg Park.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 29-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 30-2014, $86,000 additional appropriation from promo of the city donations.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have first reading of ordinance 30-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 30-2014.
Ordinance 30-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for $86,000.
Discussion?
Do we know what this is for?
Greg Park.
Greg
you remember Park. Initially we said we were going to take promotion of the city and the Cadget yeah. together to pay for Greg Park so that we had the 200, just a little over 200,000. Well, after we started the project, that's why you'll see additional in the previous ordinance was we had to do additional work. Councilman Brown, you came out and looked at it, and it was over $40,000 additional to take care of
the waterbed effect.
Unsuitable soils.
Unsuitable. Like walking on a waterbed, John.
Right, and it ended up being just over 200,000. That's any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 30-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 7-2014, $121,210.25, additional appropriation from Cadget to general fund.
Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 7-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to read and approve resolution 7-2014.
Resolution 7-2014, additional appropriation resolution containing sections 1, 2, and 3, $121,210.25. And since this is passed tonight, we really are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And resolution 7-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Mayor, move we approve claims totaling $325,558.79.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims in the amount of $325,558.79.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.